woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Okay. So, okay, it looks like it's going to rain, but it isn't going to rain. It's going to be a gorgeous day and a gorgeous afternoon. 23 degrees and sunny today. And we've got another double shot of summer artist. This artist, who you know well, who's from the area. When we play them back to back, you get $200 instantly. We'll tell you who the artist is to listen out for in exactly an hour from right now. And in the meantime, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Post Malone's on my mind. He just spent $1.6 million getting diamond teeth.
Damn.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't sound unfamiliar. People get grills all the time. But these are permanent teeth that are worth $1.6 million.
Wow. And they took a year and a half to make.
Yeah, good for him.
I wonder how those work. Is it like you build them first and then install them? Or is it like you install them in the mouth?
Yeah, they had to like shave it down from like a higher carat. Like a dentist had to like work on them for a year, like perfectly fitted. It's not like a veneer at all. Yeah, it's
wild. Wow. Jax, what's up with you?
Well, I just need to give a shout out to tonight at midnight because we're getting a little more freedom, boys. It looks like the Manitoba and Quebec borders are properly opening. Yeah,
cool. So now, instead of Winnipeg.
Yeah, instead of sneaking into Montreal to get creton and good curd cheese, I can actually legally go.
Yeah, there you go. And producer Jesse?
I had no idea that Kelly Clarkson does this on her show, but she does something called Kelly-oki.
Yes, yes. It's so good.
And coming up at 10 a.m. in trivia, you might hear her sing Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License.
Wow. All right. All right. Well, we're ready for that. Love Kelly. Now, Jax had a bit of an adventure yesterday trying to book her second vaccine. Yeah. Producer Jesse had no problem. Yeah. Jax, all the problems. You may have experienced some of these as well. A couple of songs we're going to navigate some of the pitfalls. Yeah. So if you haven't signed up for it quite yet, you know what to look out for. We'll do that at 7:09 right now. It's Justin Bieber, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Getting your second shot. Everybody was talking about it yesterday because if you'd gotten your first shot on or before May the 9th, you would were able to book your second shot yesterday. But of course, kind of like when you're trying to buy Justin Bieber tickets. It became a bit of an issue.
Yes, it did.
Now, Jax and Jesse both signed up. And I'll be honest with you, I also got my second booking yesterday by some twist of fate.
Look at him go.
But I didn't really do my second booking yesterday. It was my girlfriend that found the booking and did it, which was great. You guys did it yourselves. Jesse got his. Jesse's yours in Barrie.
Yeah, I booked it on the City Run site for 2 weeks from now.
I went to the drugstore with Jax yesterday, right after the show. And right after the drugstore, she got a call from Michelle, her girlfriend, saying, you had an appointment booked for yesterday.
Yes, I did.
That was where I left you.
Yeah, it was.
But then I didn't see any Insta stories about a second dose.
Wait, so you were supposed to get it yesterday?
I was supposed to get my second dose yesterday at 2:15 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Because Michelle had found a last-minute booking for me, and I got the call. I was very excited. It was at Sobeys in Ajax, and I was really pumped up.
Yeah, because you love Sobeys.
Yeah, I love Sobeys, and I love health, so I was really pumped up. I came back into the studio here. I told Jesse I was really excited because I had a lot of trouble yesterday morning booking. A lot of people are experiencing this.
Yes.
The website just wouldn't let you book. So I was pumped. I was getting ready for my journey to Ajax, and then I got a call from Sobeys. And apparently they had to call thousands of people because the online booking system misunderstood. And Durham Region, it's not the May 9th thing. It has to be 8 weeks, not 4 weeks.
Oh.
So I can book, I can book in Peel, Toronto, et cetera, but not Durham Region. So thousands of people booked into Ajax.
No.
And and they couldn't accommodate it. It was a roller coaster because I was like, oh, I'm going to be vaccinated by sundown. So excited. And then,
now you're never getting it.
No,
it'll never happen.
Yeah, that's it.
But
that's your chance.
Listen to this.
I'm ready.
Again, I found another opening slot. This one, legit, this one, ready to go. And I will be vaxxed fully next Tuesday.
Hey.
That's great.
All right. Now, it's what I don't understand this about the Durham Region thing. So they don't allow you to get your second shot after 4 weeks?
So, no, their stipulations are saying, like, if I was 70 and over, or if you've had your first dose from April 16th on. It's 8 weeks, not the four-week thing. Because, like, here in Toronto and Peel Region, I do believe, it's May 9th and before.
May 9th is only for hotspots.
Okay. But the websites were letting you book in Durham where you're not allowed to.
Which is not a hotspot. Yeah,
exactly. So.
Okay.
Where are you getting your next Tuesday?
I'm going to Mississauga.
Ooh. Yeah. Jesse's hometown.
Yeah, I'm going to Mississauga.
Mississauga, not in a pandemic, still a hotspot.
Yeah.
Very nice. Happy to hear that. That's great. So you got there.
I still win and have beat you all. Okay. Yeah, you know what? We will see. I don't know yet. I shouldn't count my chickens before they hatch.
They might call you today. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What do you have to hide from your kids or your dog? Because, well, they're afraid of it. And it's just like a normal, boring, everyday thing. So, for instance, for me, my Roomba absolutely terrifies my daughter, Everly. Yeah. So she has like full-blown meltdowns whenever it goes off.
Aww.
So I have to have her out of the house if it does, or in bed.
Yeah.
Now, one of our listeners reached out. And this is Audrey. She said, hey, I heard on the radio that Everly's afraid of your Roomba. You can get these covers, and they also have decals on Etsy to spruce it up.
What?
Makes it look a little bit more fun, a little less scary. And what they are felt covers that you can put in the washing machine, because obviously your Roomba gets dirty and that sort of thing. But they have little elastics around the bottom, so they hook under the Roomba.
Yeah.
And they make the Roomba look like everything from like a baby shark to like a little ladybug to
even
a little lion.
Oh, Dad, look. Now there's a gigantic ladybug in the house.
I love that. They're probably so sweet.
Well, and they're not cheap, because Etsy's it's $100.
Yeah.
But
someone's Nana makes it with their bare hands.
Well, that's what it is, right? Yeah. It's handmade, so you would expect it would be a little bit more money. I thought it was a great idea. Super thoughtful of you to reach out. Thank you for doing so. But I it did kind of make me think, like, okay, there are things that my dogs cannot handle because, strange story, dogs are not rational human beings.
No, they are not.
And neither are 2-year-old little girls or boys.
Reggie cannot handle, my little Pomeranian cannot handle the vacuum.
So what happens when that happens?
He's upset. He's immediately upset. He barks. And then I'm like, I'm not sure what your bark is going to do with this vacuum cleaner. He thinks it's a threat. So he barks and then he hides. So I put him away. When I vacuum, I put him in his little kennel, and I say it's time for you to go have a rest.
Yeah. Do you like what they do with parrots, and they just put a blanket over the kennel?
Oh, no, he hates that even more, because he wants to be scared, but he wants to also see me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. All right.
My stepdog Charlie is afraid of my guitars.
Oh,
so
really?
When she's over, I can't play guitar because she will stand there and she will bark at me, and she's not a bark dog.
Yeah.
But she hates the guitar.
Really?
So it's either she hates me playing or she doesn't like music.
Oh. I wonder if she's one of those dogs, though, that you can convert. Because if you play guitar around my dogs, they just look at you like, what? I don't even understand what's going on here. But you know those dogs that they see on, you see them on like TikTok or whatever, that they play the piano and they howl? Maybe you could turn, maybe Charlie's hate for the guitar can turn into love, and you guys could play guitar together.
Could be that. Maybe she just hates the songs I'm playing. She's like, enough John Mayer.
No, maybe
play
she's
Imagine
barking.
Dragons.
She wants to collab.
Yeah,
it could be that. Yeah. So we wanted to throw it out to you. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. It doesn't make sense. But it doesn't really need to. You need to hide or disguise something for your kids or your dog that is completely normal in your house. What is it? 999-999 to text, or 416-872-9999 to call.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You gotta disguise it because your dog's afraid of it, or your kids are afraid of it. What is it? 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. Go ahead.
My dog is afraid of paper towel rolls. Like, if it's full, it's okay.
Yeah.
If it has the paper on it, it's fine. But if it's, like, naked, like, brown and cylinder.
Just the tube.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just the tube, and it goes for, like, wrap, like gift wrappers.
That is so funny. Do you know why?
We have no idea. But when she sees it, like, she's such a sweet dog, but when she sees it, she snarls and growls and...
Wow.
So mad.
It's bizarre. Yeah. Like, it's just, you wonder how they're interpreting this.
Unreasonable.
This cardboard thing.
I don't know.
Maybe she thinks it's a weapon. I don't know.
TJ, I'm kidding. TJ, what did the text say?
From the 705, my dog hates the Swiffer.
She always stands around the corner and watches us when we're using it. Always looks really upset. Like the audacity we have to clean our own floors.
And we'll probably have to clean the floors because of the dog,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a vicious cycle. From the 905, I got a kitten about 2 weeks ago, and he insists on coming to the bathroom with everybody, but absolutely hates when the toilet has been flushed, and he freaks out. It's so funny. That's from Megan. Another one from the 289. My 2-year-old will run for his life and start crying hysterically once we start using the blender.
Oh,
it's so loud. I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
And you know what? There's anything with there's like violent motion or whatever. Kids seem to be like terrified of that.
Yeah.
Right. So you know, a blender is like you watch what's happening in a blender. You're like, okay, well,
it's blending. Stick my hand.
Dangerous.
In
yeah. Better not.
From the 647. My dog hates my new boyfriend. When he comes over, he has to wear a fisherman's hat because my dad wears one 24/7 and he likes my dad.
Oh my God.
I think he has mistaken him for my dad sometimes and is way more friendly.
That's going to be awkward.
Do you take it off like ever? You know, like like when you're smooching, do you leave on your dad's hat? I hope not.
Maybe.
Maybe. Last one from the 905. My dog is nervous of certain flooring in my house. I have to walk with her into certain rooms or she'll keep herself captive. The ultimate game of the floor is lava.
Oh my God.
Wow. You know, it's funny what the allowances we make, especially the, I'm surprised we didn't get more kid texts. The dog texts are through the roof on this.
Well, I think it's just because parenting a dog is harder than parenting a child, right?
Right.
So that makes sense.
Because a child grows up, the dog always stays the same
age. That's right. Yeah. Can't communicate.
That's right.
Yeah, it's harder.
Just leave the door open. 99.9 Virgin Radio with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto rent prices are creeping back up as things are opening back up, which is a super fun, sexy time for all of us. According to a new report from rentals.ca, prices have now increased for both 1- and 2-bedroom apartments for the second month in a row. In May in Toronto, which by the way ranks as the second most expensive city in Canada for rent behind Vancouver, saw an increase of 1.6%, bringing the average rent prices up to $2,027 a month.
Wow.
We had a nice run, didn't we?
We did. We did. I mean, you could still take advantage now.
Yeah, just get out there and
Jax, that's what you did, right?
Yeah. I was like scared that it was going to go up slowly and slowly, so I moved really quickly.
That's what I did too.
Bye-bye.
That's the way to do it. Japan has released the world's first edible and functional face mask. So I'm unfamiliar with Japanese delicacies, but apparently melon pan bread is rather popular over there. And a Tokyo company behind some of the most famous melon bread teamed up with a lab to create effective PPE. So the masks have gone through testing and they meet a whole bunch of requirements. And they say that the performance is actually doing really well and they're just as good as a store-bought mask.
But you can eat it.
But you can eat it.
I like it.
I would eat it.
They say, according to research, the melon pan mask actually provides a high level of protection that is the same, if not better, than commercially available masks. Not to mention, it works as the perfect snack. Mm. The masks are sold online for about $20.
Man, Japan does it well.
They do.
Yeah, they do it right.
I wonder, too, like, that's probably more environmentally friendly. The one thing that we're not talking about with the pandemic, which, you know, obviously we can't yet, is the enormous amount of garbage that it's created
with
the PPE.
Yeah,
and so that's something that we're going to have to reckon with in the years to come.
Yeah.
And maybe things like, as crazy as it sounds, edible masks that can, you know, biodegrade in a dump are a lot better than plastic or whatever else other fabrics we're using.
The nice thing is we were doing such a good job with pollution before.
Yeah, so. You know, it's true. We're really ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's all going to be okay. Billie Eilish is reportedly collabing on a shoe with Air Jordan, kind of. It's only a rumor right now because pictures have begun circulating online of a brown folder featuring the phrase Billie Eilish X Nike X the Air Jordan logo. And it was uploaded on a sneaker specialist Instagram account.
Amazing.
Mm. So because of that, and because of Billie's undying love for Air Jordans, everyone's like, oh my gosh, they're doing a collab.
I could see it.
I would do it. I bet that sells out in about 3 seconds.
Oh, for
absolutely.
Sure, yeah.
If they could sell out Post Malone Crocs in like 2 minutes, they can do Billie Eilish cool shoes. That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, we got a double shot artist for you that we need to announce. That artist, when you hear them back to back on Virgin Radio today, gets you $200 instantly. So we'll have that for you at 8 o'clock. And right now, DaBaby.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So,
guys, when we do ghosted now, people are actually getting together,
yes,
which is awesome. But it makes the ghostings a little bit more harsh because you've actually met the person person.
Yeah.
And Heather, that brings us to you. And we talked you off the air. We already like you so much. And Adrian, Adrian's a guy that you had been planning a first date with?
Yes, we were planning this for months. Like, we met back, you know, during lockdown on Bumble. And, like, you know, we said we wanted to wait until things were opened up and safer to meet. And so, as you guys know from, you know, when I reached out to you, we met up, like, last Friday. That was our big day after months and months and months of build-up and connecting and all that stuff. And this is going to sound ridiculous, and feel free to laugh, but the only place where we could get a reservation was the Lone Star Grill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like Lone Star.
I do, too. They're, you know what? Good chips.
Right, yeah. Yes. It's delicious.
Good chips.
Like, a lot of, like, my friends are like, for a first date, ugh, blah.
Yeah.
But
hey, listen, you take what you can get here, okay?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. And, like, we met up at the restaurant, and we got there, and I felt like we were, like, I felt like I was having dinner with an old friend. It was easy. It wasn't weird. It was great and amazing. And, like, yeah, everything was just perfect. And I have been ghosted ever since. Like, I texted him twice on third date on Friday, and it's just been, like, radio silence.
Okay.
It sounds like you are now the Lone Star.
Oh, my God.
No, don't laugh at that. You're better than that.
You need to go.
I'm so sorry.
You can't be on the second call for this. We're sending you home.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Heather, we're going to call him, and we're going to find out why he let you go. Like, this is ridiculous. So we'll get into that. We're going to play a song. We'll be back. We'll make the call.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you missed Heather's story, here it is. She waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited until lockdown ended to go on this first date with this guy named Sean. And Heather, because everywhere else was booked up, you ended up at?
The Lone Star.
Yeah.
Lone Star Grill.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Texas always works really well in Canada.
Right. Yeah.
So here's the thing. You guys went out and you thought the date went great, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. It's one of the best dates I've ever been.
See, that's sad. It sucks that you're on ghosted now, but we're going to call him in just a second. The first thing I want to ask you, though, are you sure you want to make this call? Because the answers can be harsh.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I just want an explanation.
Let's give him a call. Hi there. We are looking for Adrian.
Yeah, this is Adrian.
Adrian, it's Adam Wild, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not familiar with all that, but can I help you with something?
Actually, we're hoping that you could help us understand why you ghosted somebody. Specifically, her name is her name's Heather.
Why I ghosted Heather?
Yeah.
What is this?
We may have something in it for you. We would just like you to answer the question. There could be something great at the end of this.
All right. Well, I can tell you that I don't want to date my mom.
Okay. I would hope not. What does that mean, though?
Heather acts like a mom. She's, like, you know, trying to be my mom, and I don't want anything to do with that.
You
want to
be taken care of?
Can we get detailed? Stop it, TJ. Can we get detailed on that, though? What do you mean by that?
Yeah. I mean, she scolded me like I was one of her kids. Like, all I did was ask a question.
Okay. Bossy.
That's why you ghosted me? Like, your question was super
You were supposed to listen.
Okay, all right.
Mommy's here.
All right. So now that Mommy and Daddy are both on the phone, Adrian, let's explain to Heather what happened here. What was it?
Sure, why not? Let's do this. All right, so Heather and I are at dinner. The check comes, and I asked if they were doing any discounts for frontline workers. Okay? I've been working construction through the whole pandemic. They said no. I paid the bill. No big deal. But then Heather started telling me how the restaurants need the money more than me, and that I should tip 25% for my, quote, ridiculous question. And I sat there and got yelled at and said nothing. And, I mean, I was very respectful to you, Heather, and I don't know. I went home and just felt the need to never talk to you again.
Okay, so, like, first off, I didn't yell at you, Adrian. Like, I didn't raise my voice or anything. But, like, restaurants right now, and, like, especially the waiters and stuff like that, they do need money more than, like, you or I. And, like, I just thought it was a really out-of-the-line question. It just felt really wrong. It felt weird. You know what I mean? It just, ugh. didn't like it.
I don't get it. I feel like you're making me out to be the bad guy for asking a simple question. The thing is, I asked. They said no, and I moved on. I didn't argue or anything. I mean, and then, like, you came down on me like I stole the meal. I mean,
oh dear.
I don't know. This is a waste of time. I mean, thanks for calling or whatever, guys. Sure. But I'm good.
Thanks, Adrian. We'll let you go. Yeah.
Ciao, Adrian.
Okay. Well, Heather.
Yeah.
Now that you know the answer.
I mean, what a letdown.
Yeah.
What a build up for months to have such a letdown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sounds like things were tense. I
know. Guys,
sweaty.
It never gets tense at Lone Star. No.
It's a place to relax.
That's
and have
right.
A good time.
That's right.
Drink out of a fishbowl, probably.
Okay, so I'm afraid that we're going to get an email from Lone Star head office after this going, hey, guys, we are offering a discount. Anyway, listen.
So
Heather.
Tasty.
Obviously not a fit. That is the joys of dating. Welcome back to dating. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Rip that Band-Aid right off.
Yeah. And you know that there's great guys out there, and there's, like, more singles than ever ready to have, like, a hot, awesome summer, and you will be among them.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very true, everyone on the radio. I am very hot, and I am ready to mingle.
Right. Well, mob-like personality. Yeah.
Ends on a good note. Heather, thank you so much for joining us.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999-999. Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The ultimate sign that nature is healing. We started this pandemic saying, Forever 21 is closed across the country. And it did.
It really did.
And then it was online.
Yeah.
And there was like a page of clothes. It wasn't much.
And it was weird clothes. I'm just going to say it. It wasn't good.
Yeah. Forever 21, though.
No. Forever 21 has some good stuff. Yeah. But this was all not good stuff.
But Forever 21's first physical stores have reopened in Canada, and two of them are here in Toronto. They're back. One of them is at within the Hudson's Bay locations at Yorkdale and at Square One.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like what they used to do with Topshop, right?
Yeah. So this is where the weird saga continues, because last week they announced Hudson's Bay announced that they were getting rid of Topshops, and then they were like, you know what? We're going to buy all the Forever 21 physical stores and then put them in our big stores. So it's just it's odd.
That's going to be such a trip. If you haven't been to the mall in like 18 months, when you walk in, you're like, okay, Forever 21 is closed there. But if I go into the Bay, I could go to Forever 21. And where can I get emo tight skinny jeans?
Right.
Because Topshop is gone. So I'm sure Forever 21 will have them. And it'll say there'll be some weird, like, stitching down the side or something that has, like,
I
a big
Mondays.
Word. Yeah, something weird like that. I was just actually trying to think about that the other day, because the malls are still not open yet. When was the last time you can remember being at a mall? Because I think I was there right before it closed. Like, I was in October, I want to say.
Yeah.
And even then, it was eerily quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. Like, did they open in March?
Yes.
They did.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Did you go?
Yes, of course I did. I was there on March 16th at Dufferin Mall.
Right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was 4:10 p.m. and it was a beautiful day.
The only mall that matters, Dufferin Mall.
I think the last mall I went to was in October, and it was the Dirty Duff.
Dirty Duff forever.
Wow. And what did you get? Do you remember?
I got a wrap.
Okay.
I believe I got a chicken shawarma, because you got to eat.
Yeah.
And then I perused a bit, and then I went into Lids to see if they had any five panels, and then I tried to go into Winners, but the lineup was too long.
I went to H&M, and I texted the picture of a jacket to my girlfriend and said, should I buy this jacket? And she said yes, and then I bought that jacket.
Wow.
It was a big day.
Guys.
Wow. Got permission.
Imagine what we could do with that again. You know, that's what we're getting with stage two. Yeah. The ability to text our girlfriend and go, should I buy this?
Yeah.
Would you still date me if I would?
She'll say, who is this?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Exciting news. Massey Hall, which was, of course, closed for renovations, is opening this fall and have 40 shows booked.
Radical.
Artists like The Glorious Sun, City in Color, Broken Social Scene, and Serena Ryder are all booked to bring their talents back to the venue later this year. They said today, in celebration of Massey Hall's 127th anniversary, in anticipation of brighter days ahead, we're looking forward to reopening those famous red doors. It's an exciting time.
Do you think they've made the bathrooms more accessible?
I hope so.
That's the only thing that sucks about Massey Hall. The bathrooms suck.
I can't remember the bathrooms there. What were they like?
They're downstairs near the merch table.
Well, you
have to go down, and then you're like lined up halfway up the stairs, and I'm just hoping that they have some upstairs bathrooms now.
I feel like legally and morally they should make them more accessible. Should,
Just a little bit. Yep. Post Malone spent $1.6 million on new diamond teeth.
The two diamonds are 12 carats, and he needed 26 units of ceramic restoration to make the new grills complete. So they were shaved down from 40 carats. They were sourced from Belgium, and it took a dentist a whole year to prepare them. Here's the thing, is most grills obviously come in and out, like a mouth guard. It looks like these are a permanent fixture in his mouth now.
I wonder what it's going to be like when he gets like a brownie caught in that.
Mm.
Like, you know, well, you got to think, like braces. Like, I think about all the stuff that got caught in my braces, right? Like, brownies were like really bad because it's just it's just brown goo, right?
No, you're not wrong.
What else, you know, do you guys have, did you guys have braces?
I had braces. I had braces from like basically the first week of grade 9 up to last semester grade 12.
Oh, nah, my parents said figure it out.
Your they teeth said, are perfect. How did you not have braces?
They are fake. That's why.
Oh,
that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Screw braces. Just
there's a problem. Let me just throw some money at it. Ontario's border restrictions with Quebec and Manitoba are going to end tomorrow. Hey, we can go to Winnipeg.
No. Flin Flon. Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it. I'm excited. I can go to Quebec and get creton.
Yeah,
there
love
we go.
That. Yeah. I don't know what that is, but I love Quebec.
It is a meat pate that you put on toast with mustard, it's incredible. It's disgusting looking. It is so good.
We can go see Max. I'm worldly.
We can go see a Montreal Canadiens game.
Let's not. It starts at 12:01 a.m. People will be able to enter Ontario and vice versa. This has been closed since April, obviously. This is great news for people celebrating their 18th birthday. And won the drink a year early.
True.
That's very, what's very trending. True. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, coming up on the show, obviously, we have Justin Bieber playing back-to-back at some point, and that gets you $200 instantly. And here's one play. Could this be your double shot? It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We want to know what you hear, and this is a chant from a soccer game. Okay. And you know how soccer fans are nuts.
Yeah.
In Toronto, we go to hockey games. Everybody sits down. Shut up. I'm watching the game.
I'm eating my sushi.
Yeah. Soccer games, though, like TFC games, completely different story.
I go buck wild when I
have you ever been to a TFC game?
No.
Jax, they're so much fun. And they're outside. You love the outdoors.
Yes. We got to take you to a TFC game.
Nuts.
So you can hear things like this. Now, tell me what you hear.
Box is embarrassing. Box is embarrassing. Box is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
That's what you hear.
I think. Yeah?
Okay.
I hear Bart Simpson bouncing.
Bart Simpson bouncing. This is a TikTok, by the way. There are 9 different things you could be hearing here.
Oh,
so Bart Simpson bouncing, rotating pirate ship, that isn't my receipt, lobsters in motion, that is embarrassing, lactates in pharmacy.
What?
I'm chasing Martian. Baptism piracy, that isn't mercy.
Play it again, play it again.
Bart is embarrassing, Bart is embarrassing.
Can you hear Bart Simpson bouncing?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear rotating pirate ship?
Bart is embarrassing.
Yes.
No.
You know, you can't hear that?
No.
Can you hear, that isn't my receipt?
Bart is embarrassing.
Ah, yeah. Yes, yeah.
All right. Can you hear lobsters in motion?
Bart is embarrassing.
No. Yeah. Yes.
A little bit.
In
right?
a very British
much.
Way, yes.
Okay. Lactates in pharmacy.
Bart is embarrassing.
Yes. No. I don't hear that one either. I'm chasing Martian.
Bart is embarrassing.
No.
No.
I hear that.
Baptism piracy.
Is embarrassing.
Play it again.
Okay. Bart is embarrassing.
Yes.
Bart is embarrassing.
Baptism piracy. Yeah. And then the last one, that isn't mercy.
Bart is embarrassing.
It's amazing because I hear them all.
What is it?
That is embarrassing.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, you got it right the first time.
Really?
But, yeah. it just
That's
goes
so
to show,
hard.
Right? A little different, a little bit of a different accent.
Play it again one more time.
Okay, which one do you want it to sound like, though? Because if I say it beforehand, you're more likely to hear it that way.
Baptism piracy is
Baptism
what I want to hear.
Piracy.
Baptism piracy.
Yeah?
Okay, now play lactates in pharmacy.
Baptism piracy. Baptism piracy.
That's a little bit there. Yeah. I hear that. I still think Bart Simpson bouncing is the one.
Baptism piracy.
It definitely sounds like Bart Simpson bouncing. Here's the thing. It sounds like all of them all at once.
My brain.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, question for you. You're familiar with the Doge meme, right?
Yes.
The dog that's kind of looking off to the side.
The, like, what are they called? The Shibas?
Yeah, I think that's what they're called.
Shiba Inus or something? Yeah.
They're so cute. Anyway, that meme with the Doge... with the dog kind of looking off to the side, with the Shiba looking off to the side.
Him.
won Meme of the Decade.
Of course it did.
It's had cryptocurrencies named after it. Yep. There's a Dogecoin. And has officially become the most expensive NFT ever sold. Now, an NFT, again, what? For anybody that doesn't know, producer Jesse, quick explainer.
So it stands for non-fungible token. It's kind of proof that you own a digital product. So that meme, that image that you can find on a track record that this person owns the original copy. Like it's a piece of art.
Yeah. It's theirs.
Yes.
Right. Somebody bought it for $4 million.
What?
$4 million US dollars, which is like 4.5 in Canadian.
Oh, gosh.
Now, the photo itself was taken by a Japanese kindergarten teacher. And I believe basically was just posted on her personal blog.
Yeah.
And then I guess it was picked up by things like 4chan and Reddit and other things at the time and used as a meme. It was one of the first memes I can totally remember, right? And obviously this this kindergarten teacher is extremely rich now for taking a picture of her own dog.
So let me ask this. Is this, whoever bought this, is this a business move? Like, are they able to sell the rights? Or, like, is this just, I own the Doge now?
It's kind of like the way I've heard it described is, like, the, like, owning art.
Yeah.
Where, you know, there's one Mona Lisa, right? But there's many different reprints of the Mona Lisa.
Okay.
And if you own the Mona Lisa original painting and they say it's valued at $10 million, who's to say it's not?
Right.
And also, so it's kind of just built on nothing.
Side note, buying art is a great way to hide money in taxes.
Which is, there's an online theory that that is basically what the entire art business is, just helping people launder money.
Well, that and cryptocurrency, same thing, right? Like it's just, it's a haven.
Because they kind of just looked at stuff and went, things are given value if we determine it has value.
Yes.
Which is what cryptocurrency is basically built on.
As my dad always said with cars, it's only worth what someone will pay for it. And someone was willing to pay $4 million US for this.
That also just means you have too much money, I think.
So if this is a great way to hide money, quote unquote, and you know the person that bought this and you're a government agency, do you not instantly go, we should look at their taxes again?
Yeah.
Right? That
I
kind
think
of is
a
like
big old
nice,
red flag.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but then this house of cards comes crumbling down, man. Is that what you want? Huh? You hippie?
I'm just throwing it out there. Justin Bieber, by the way, your double shot artist today. Will he play twice in a row?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Good news, Massey Hall is reopening. They, of course, closed their doors for renos, and we were all really sad because we're like, oh, we won't be able to see shows there. Well, we couldn't anyway for 18 months, so it worked out for the best for them. They're opening this fall. They have 40 shows booked already. The likes of The Glorious Sun, City in Color, Broken Social Scene, and Serena Ryder are all booked to bring their talents back to the venue. They're also celebrated their 127th anniversary, so that's pretty cool.
I cannot wait.
Toronto rent prices are creeping back up as things begin to open back up. According to a new report from rentals.ca, prices have now increased for both one- and two-bedroom apartments for the second month in a row. In May, in Toronto, which, by the way, ranks as the second most expensive city in the country behind Vancouver, we saw an increase of 1.6%, bringing the average rent price up to $2,027 a month.
Yeah. Wow.
Remember when it was 1.6% lower than that? We're like, oh, what a steal. And it's still outrageous.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. Well, we had a good run. Japan has released the world's first edible and functional face mask. So I'm admittedly unfamiliar with Japanese delicacies, but I guess melon pan bread is rather popular over there. And the Tokyo company behind some of the most famous melon bread teamed up with a lab to create an actually effective PPE. The masks have gone through the proper product testing performance at a third-party mask testing institute. And according to the research, the melon pan mask actually provides a high level of protection that is the same, if not better, than commercially available masks. Not to mention, they say, it makes the perfect snack. They're sold online for about $20.
I looked up melon pan bread, and I was unfamiliar, and now I am a fan. It is, popular in Japan as well as Taiwan and China. It's made from enriched dough covered in a thin layer of crisp cookie on top.
Oh, what? Yeah. Into it.
The appearance resembles a melon.
That's why Jax, over the course of your story, was going, I don't know if you heard her in the microphone. I don't think Jax realized there's times on Ghosted where Jax will just go, I'm going to start isolating those clips and playing them back for you.
Listen,
because they just
once a week, we'll play back Jax noises.
Tell the men to stop being trash and I will make those sounds, all right?
Well,
I'm just saying.
You can't stop them. It's in our DNA. Yeah. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I'm Jax. I'm looking up bread.
you Google it.
We'll do a segment every week. We'll call it Jax Mouth Sounds.
Yeah.
All right, now, we have Trivia with Producer Jesse coming up at 10 o'clock. That gets you a Google Smart Home Mini. In the meantime, don't forget this. Virgin Radio wants you to enter Stage One. Right? Because Stage One, Stage Fun. Essentially, all you need to do is post an Insta story about what you're doing in Stage One that you couldn't do before that you're super pumped about. Is it out on a patio? Is it draining your bank account at a store? Whatever it is, hit us up, because one person each and every day, just for tagging at Virgin Radio Toronto in their Insta stories, is going to win $200 just for putting up an Insta story. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Trivia time with Producer Jesse gets you a Google Smart Home Mini. All you need to do is be smart enough and pick Jax, TJ, or myself to win this particular game. Now, Producer Jesse, what is it?
Kelly Clarkson has a segment on her show called Kellyoke, where she covers pop songs. So I'm going to play you 2 seconds of Kelly Clarkson performing a pop song that we play on this station, and you're going to have 2 seconds to tell me what artist she is covering. You don't have to give me the song title. Just tell me the artist. It's super easy.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Are you guys ready? Jax, you're going to be up first.
Why am I always first?
Because we go around the room. Okay. You're to my right, so you're always up first. Are you ready for your song? Here we go.
I know you like it. Suddenly you're asking
Tate
for
McRae.
It.
Tate McRae, yeah. Tate McRae would be the correct answer.
That's a hard one.
That was a tricky one.
Wow, okay, all right.
TJ?
All right.
You're up. Here is your song.
I found a love.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, my God.
Super easy.
Just
kids when we fell. It'd be Tate McRae.
Tate McRae is a tough one.
These are softballs. You're giving TJ softballs.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Adam, you are up. Here is your song.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3.
Oh, see ya.
Yes!
Yeah.
Well done.
Till I lose count.
Jax is upset.
She's not.
She's so mad at you.
I went to pee and I heard when I came back, TJ asking, hey, can I have some softballs? And now I see what's happening.
Have you thought maybe I need this?
You know what? Fair.
All right, all
Jax, the questions land as they land.
Okay.
All right, here is your song.
Drake, just hold on, we're going
home. Hey, oh, hey, I'm just hold
on. Okay, I'm not mad anymore.
Yeah. What a tough one.
I like this tropical beach band vibe to this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put on my Tommy Bahama and go to happy hour in Florida.
Yeah, I wanna drink tina coladas.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, TJ, you are up next.
Okay.
All right.
Here is your song.
Sex takes me to
The Maroon 5.
No! Oh, oh,
who cares? What do you always call Bruno Mars, Adam?
The most talented artist of our generation.
That is just said the greatest artist of our generation.
Yeah, he is.
It's not true.
So TJ has 1 point. Jax has 1 point.
I'm taking all of you to a Bruno Mars concert.
I'm
not
coming.
Hope you realize that.
Adam has 1 point. So if you get this right, you win trivia today.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
All right.
Let's go.
We're doing this for Christina. She said, Adam Wilde, this is totally your win. Get it.
You can't read out the drinks.
All right. Come on. Here we go.
Yeah!
You picked me, you're right.
Can we play this just for a second? It's really good.
Did you know that this song is about what you would do if somebody cheated on you?
It's cool, man. By the way, of all the covers, this is the best one. It kind of lends its voice to it, you know?
Yeah.
She's going.
So she's taking over for Ellen. Are we ready for that?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
You're not into it?
No.
Okay, all right. Jax, you're into it?
I'm thinking she's going to do a fantastic job.
Jesse, you into it?
It's going to be a lot of singing. It might come like James Corden where we're singing.
Oh, okay. Sometimes it seems like, you know that friend that's really talented at playing guitar or is a good singer, or it's just like they have a talent and they try and like work it into everything that they do?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it might be a lot of that.
Okay.
Now, if your talent is picking me, we're going to call you back. Get you that Google Smart Home Mini. Pick up the phone.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we wanted to rank the best celebrity couples of all time. Seems like an odd thing to rank, but Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were caught on camera yesterday kissing. Now, if you don't remember, they were engaged. They almost got married. Mm-hmm. He pulled the plug at the last second. and it never ended up happening, but they are together. They were with her kids, and they were kissing in front of her kids, and paparazzi caught it. There's a 13-second video floating around out there. It's real. It's happening, and they are together. And it prompted us to say, okay, that is one of the greatest celebrity couples of all time.
Yeah.
But who are the three greatest? And that's what we want you to text to us right now, 999-999, and give some reasons why. It's really, really important that we get into the reasoning because, you know, here, we like to tackle the hard stuff.
That's right.
Jax, you're going to start us off.
Victoria and David Beckham.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, I love them so much together. They've been together almost 25 years. They've been married for 22 years. I mean, they have multiple beautiful children. And they've just like, yeah, they've been really quiet about, you know what I mean?
They've aged well together.
They've aged they've just gotten hotter over the years. Mm-hmm. So I love them. They're a couple goals.
John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
No, I knew it.
Because when you watch The Office, you obviously fall in love with Jim Halpert and Pam Beasley. Yeah. And then you learn that Jim and Pam aren't married in real life. And you go, I don't know who Jim's married to, but they don't deserve him. And then you learn it's Emily Blunt. And you go, all right, yeah, okay, that sounds about right.
Emily Blunt, one of the sweetest people in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Genuinely one of the nicest people. Number three for me, guys. It's going to be Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Adam,
stop. Now, if you want mid-90s.
Trash?
If you want trash.
Yeah.
If you want leather pants
everything
that probably smell. Yeah. This is what you get, Pamela and Tommy. They obviously had the very famous sex tape. Mm-hmm. They were the first couple to really have one. And they've been together, from what I can find on Wikipedia, they've been married more than once.
Yeah.
And they've been together at least five times.
Yeah.
There's just something there.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah. Those two crazy kids, they really did it, didn't they?
All right, Jax.
I'm going to go back a little bit here.
Oh.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, what were they in together?
They weren't in Cruel Intentions. I mean, between the two of them, they were in every single 90s movie ever. Actually, if you can tell me what movie they were in together, 999-999. But like, they were the biggest heartthrobs of the 90s, and they've been married for 22 years.
And
22 years.
Still completely in love.
So in love. Yeah, they just like, they're sweet to each other. And like any like content I see them online, they're just like funny. Like just a funny, sweet couple. Yeah, just love it.
Oh, okay. We're really good people and we're married. Okay, fine.
Makes
the rest of us feel great. TJ, what about you?
Speaking of which, my number two, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I love Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They seem like, number one, they're so hot that they're the only two hot enough people on earth that deserve each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And number two, they also seem very funny and self-deprecating. Like, we've all seen their anniversary posts where Blake will post a picture of Ryan Gosling, or Ryan will post a picture of Blake, but she's out of it, and it's just a photo of him. I just find them very delightful and fun, and he's a Vancouver guy, does a lot for charities in Canada. Love that.
Fell in love with Serena when Serena was in Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah. XOXO.
Yeah, it was great. Okay, number two for me, and I'm surprised this has not come up yet, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Cool.
What is wrong with you guys?
Don't you cool me?
They were the biggest thing
in the
world.
Yeah, they were. Then what happened?
Well, it did kind of crash down in flames. So the story goes that they were together, and then he started filming that movie with Angelina Jolie, Mr. and Mrs. something, Smith, I think.
Smith.
And they started to kind of pop off on set, and then Jennifer went and surprise visited him on set, and then realized what was going on. Now, the interesting thing here is they were so close that she's still friends with his mom. And I thought that was really
sweet.
There
was an entanglement.
There was an entanglement. Number one,
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Oh, I love it.
They've been together forever and ever and ever and ever. And I know I'm going back a little bit here, but they, again, with them, anything I see of them online, they're just having fun and like totally razzing each other. And I love when couples troll each other. I love it.
So Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. were in Scooby-Doo together.
Oh, Scooby-Doo. Oh, yeah.
Okay, there it is. We got a bunch of texts about that. All right, TJ.
I'm going to get a lot of judgment on this.
Someone's and
I want to preface.
It's probably...
I love himyum.
It's not from How I Met Your Mother. Listen.
Let's chat about himyum.
I didn't interrupt you.
Himyum.
All right.
Are they toxic? Yes.
Okay, good. Good
but too. I was obsessed with them. Ronnie and Sammy from Jersey Shore.
Oh, good call.
I was obsessed with how dramatic they were. Of course, knowing what we know now, it was very problematic.
Incredibly
we shouldn't have
banned unhealthy,
them. We probably should have stepped in and helped at some point. But at the time, in 2010, I was obsessed with Ronnie and Sammy.
Hmm. I like that. Guys, my number one couple is one you're going to hate. But I love these two because they are a train wreck and they have been a constant train wreck.
Don't do
and
this.
And they have been in love and been married for a very long
Who is
time.
This?
Spencer and Heidi from the Hills,
I
baby.
I knew you were going to say them.
Ugh. Spencer Pratt, Heidi Montag. Now, here's the thing.
They're awful.
Like, sure, but they're awful together, and that's what makes them fun. The thing is about celebrity couples, if they're too goody-good, then it's kind of boring, right? Like, Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker have been together for, like, 35 years. You know, they're not going to make any top couples list. Nobody even knows they're together.
Yeah.
Kind of quiet about it.
She doesn't let him talk.
Spencer and Heidi, on the other hand, it's like, you know they're together, and you know they're going to do something crazy. Whenever they're on TV, something is about to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So my hat's off to Spencer and Heidi because they are unforgettable, even though it's been like 15 years since The Hills was last on the air.
They both give off on TV like not normal behavior energy.
No, for sure. But they deserve each other. They found each other in this crazy world. And isn't that what we all want?
Not like that, but yeah.
So what we want to know from you is your top celebrity couples. Who do you love and why? And it doesn't have to be for good reasons. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Text it in. 999-999.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so the question's got to be, because Ben Affleck and J-Lo are for sure together, and we have seen them kissing. That's on Twitter. It's floating around. Top celebrity couples all time. Who do you give it to? Give us your top three. TJ, what are the texts saying?
Text from the 647. Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet.
Yes, Bonet. And she was on the Cosby Show, and was they actually? Isn't that Zoe Kravitz's mom?
Mom,
too?
And she was also married to Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah,
he had a crush on her for a very, very long time. I remember
he did.
Yeah,
he said. I remember. He said in an interview, he's like, I had to have her.
Yeah.
And all the people in the audience were like, it's Jason Momoa.
I want you.
And then he drank a craft beer. And everyone's like, oh, look at him. He likes craft beer. I thought that would add to the painting. From the 647, David Burtka and Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, yeah. Aww. They're so good together.
Both funny, seem really genuine in interviews.
I interviewed him. Not Neil Patrick Harris, but David Burtka.
David Burtka, yeah.
And we did like a cooking segment together when I was still doing cooking segments.
Yeah.
And he was awesome. Like, first off, impeccably dressed. Second,
so hot.
Killer in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So nice.
They also do the best Christmas cards ever, just saying.
Okay.
Good Halloween costumes, too.
Yeah, that's right.
From the 416, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Oprah and Stedman, and Clooney and them all.
Oprah and Gayle. Come on. They're the best couple. They're the real couple. Oprah and Gayle. They're the real power couple.
Stedman is the real MVP. Everybody needs to give Stedman a little shout out, okay?
How about this? Hands down, Hal Johnson and Joanne McCloud.
Oh,
from Body Break?
Absolutely.
Will Smith and Jada, two opposite sides, just flow. Plus, there was that entanglement situation last year.
I don't know.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know about all that.
I support whatever they're doing, man.
Sure.
Some of it.
All of it? So by all of it, you mean not all of it. Okay, all right. Okay. Just clarifying.
Yeah. From the 416, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra, and Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. Hey, what about Kevin and his wife?
I also see Noah Beck and Dixie in there, and I think that they're so cute together.
I think those two are, those three, the Jonas brothers, and their, I think it's you're too young yet. You can't be on this list yet.
You think? No,
I don't think so. That's like saying, like, I know it's a little bit recent, but like I left Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox off my list, even though I am obsessed with those two.
But here's my question: Why did no one say Justin and Haley?
That's actually true. We have not had a single text message.
I didn't mean to laugh that hard.
Oh, it's interesting. But they do love each other,
don't they?
Just ask their Instagram. Any others?
last year for the 416, Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone.
Oh, they're so funny.
Yes.
Her husband always finds a way to show up in movies. Now, if you don't know, but you're familiar with the movie Bridesmaids, he is the guy on the flight with her.
Yeah, she's
that's her husband.
They end up hitting on each other and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Their scenes are spectacular in that movie.
So funny.
So keep them coming. 999-999. We'll throw this up on Instagram a little bit later, maybe tomorrow, whatever. And we want yours to keep going. Right now, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.